Director of Education Craig Miles and senior administrative staff at the Near North District School Board skipped Tuesday's special board meeting, leaving trustees unimpressed. On the agenda was the swearing-in of two new trustees, Jay Aspin and John Arkwright, to replace Chantal Phillips and Jeannie Fiscaldo, who had resigned earlier this year. Also on the agenda was a discussion about the new Parry Sound JK-12 school, which has been delayed and will not open for the fall semester. Trustees wanted answers, but without Miles or other board staff members available to take questions, those answers did not materialize. See, board postpones opening Parry Sound's new JK-12 school. To find those answers, the trustees passed a motion with a 4-3 vote to send a letter to Education Minister Paul Calandra requesting that his ministry investigate Miles and the board's administration. Trustees Bill Steer, Karen Gagne, and Louise Sargent voted against the motion. Specifically, trustees want answers about the crumbling plans to open the new super school in Parry Sound. The main complaint from trustees is the lack of information coming from board staff. Trustee Julie Bertram, who put forward the motion for the ministry to investigate, explained, "There's a big problem here. We're not getting the information, and we never have. We have been given curated information from the director and from staff, and there has been critical information that we've been missing out on. We've been told that everything's fine, and that everything is going to go ahead," Bertram continued, "but we knew that it wasn't going to, the parents who live by the school knew it wasn't going to, and now here we are." "This is really important," Bertram emphasized. "This is about the school and students, and the minister needs to know that we have not received this critical information. We have been left in the dark, trying to make decisions, and we look like fools, so let's do something about it. The minister needs to know that's what the motion is about. There has to be an investigation into this whole thing." The motion called for the trustees to send a letter to the minister, requesting an immediate investigation into the NNDSB's governance and senior administrative practices. See, NNDSB outlines fall semester plan amid school construction delays. Trustee Howard Wesley said, "Essentially, school starts within a week or so, and students will be going to Parry Sound High School to select classes next week. We need to know that the school can get occupancy, and that the school will be up and running for these students." "Again, we have no staff here to acknowledge any of this," Wesley continued. "The only call that we have, in my opinion, is to reach out to the ministry to take control by whatever means necessary to make sure that the students of West Parry Sound are taken care of." Before the vote on the motion, Trustee Bill Steer cautioned that once the letter was sent, trustees would effectively be giving control of the board to the ministry. He said, "We will have no more discussion if this motion passes, from us, from the trustees. Everything will go through administration, and we will not have a voice. It will cease when we pass that motion." However, the motion did pass, and Board Chair Ashley Street Pierre will draft the letter, present it to trustees for input, and send it to Minister Calandra. St. Pierre emphasized, "We don't have answers, and we had hoped we would have somebody here to answer our questions, but we don't have anybody here to answer any of our questions." She mentioned that more issues have surfaced over the past week regarding the Parry Sound Super School, most of which were news to trustees. "They're trying to keep up with questions from parents, but the answers they need from staff are not forthcoming." Street. Pierre admitted the situation is frustrating. "Every day there's more and more stuff coming out. We're getting emails from so many people about this, and as chair of this school board, I am really struggling, and the fact that the director is not here, and not being held accountable to this, I'm not happy about it." As for the new trustees, and with Miles and staff miles away from the meeting, Trustee Steer took over the swearing-in ceremony for John Arkwright, and Trustee Karen Gagne swore in Jay Aspin. Both took the oath, and Aspin thanked the board for the opportunity. Aspin has served on the board on 4 different occasions, with 21 years as a school board trustee. He has held public office for 43 years, including 6 terms as a North Bay councillor and 1 term as an MP. Arkwright also thanked the board, adding, "I'm here and I hope I can be an asset, and I look forward to the challenges." Beta Day reached out to Miles for comment on his absence and received no response. David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.